The following program is brought to you in living color.
Bread, that this house may never know hunger. Salt, that life may always have flavor.
And wine, that joy and prosperity may reign forever.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay-sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. We are your go-to people. We are your answer source. Yes, another version is off and rolling, and we have a lot of fun ahead of us today. First of all, I have two great guests. I have Bob Bertal. He is the winemaker for Chateau St. Michel and all their exceptional wines. But we also have Mr. Evan Cover, and he is the CEO of Crew V. And Crew V is a new website that's going to help alleviate all the problems we've had on the internet about bad information about wine or hard searches or difficult concepts to actually get to the market. This man has come up with a website to make all of our browsing and shopping a whole lot easier. And anytime you can make my research and my shopping easier in one fell swoop, I am definitely your girl. So, of course, we do have to acknowledge the fact that we are coming up on another great holiday. Yes, it is Easter week, and I hope all of you have your bonnets out and ready. Kent, I know that you've been diligently working on your bonnet.
Yes, I have a lovely bonnet this year, all kinds of colors, very nice.
You're not going to use the white bonnet again with the edible fruit and have the bird situation, right?
It was my favorite, but okay, I'll get a new one.
Thank you. Well, the rest of us would certainly appreciate it, at least if we're going to stand next to you.
Right.
Yes, around Easter, we all think about our Easter bonnets. We think about the warm, sunny weather. We think about the Easter eggs. Great things. Yes, we love Easter. But what I love a lot about Easter is now is the time we're seeing the kickoff for all the wine festivals. So yes, today we're going to talk about Easter, what matches, what doesn't match. And I'll say it once, I'll say it 12 times. Wine and egg don't go together. Y'all can argue with me till the cows come home. Experts, sommeliers, anybody can come in. You pick up a Chardonnay, you put it with scrambled eggs, and you're not going to be a happy person. They just don't mix. So that'll be the first time you hear it. Number one, we're off and rolling. But also, we think about the festivals that are coming up. Atlanta High Museum's coming up. A Chicago Festival's coming up. They've got great festivals going on in California. It is the time of year, if you're a wine lover, grab a calendar, go on the websites, go to SonomaWine.com, go to NapaWine.com, go to Wine.com and look for wine festivals in your area. Because if you don't take advantage of the gorgeous weather and a great opportunity to walk out, grab a glass, and just try something different, then you have truly lost a great day. So keep that in mind as we get through the show. I'm sure I'll talk more about it. But today, we have to have wine recommendations. We have to plan ahead. And in doing so, because I do have Easter on the brain, I am going to recommend two wines that will go with Easter dinner. Notice I say Easter dinner. We are not talking about brunch right now. We don't do brunch on Easter. We do dinner. Generally, we have ham. We have lamb. In some places, we have prime rib. But in light of that, it can get very difficult to try and put things together. So here is a good fallback perfect wine for whatever you're serving, and it's a Roika Riesling. And I'm not recommending this just because Bob Bertal was on the show today. I do mean this sincerely. A lot of people talk about Rieslings being overly sweet, overly cloying, but I want you to think of the differences in hams. Yes, I do have enough sense in the kitchen to know the difference between a city ham and a country ham. You know, one of them tends to be sweeter, one of them tends to have a glaze on it, and the country ham tends to be salted. A Roika Riesling is the only wine I know that can carry off with both those styles. It has great acidity to it, which is something people don't usually click with when they think about a Riesling, but it has orange flavors, it has a little bit of lime flavors, and it also has hints of sweetness on it. So you put this all together, and this wine will go well with your Easter dinner no matter what. So it's definitely something you need to look for. You can pick up a Roika Riesling for about $20 in one of your local mega marts. Out of Washington State, definitely worth the effort to find. The other wine I'm going to recommend, yes, I know every single one of you are think we're going to look for a Pinot Noir or Syrah. No, I'm recommending a Chandon Sparkling. Now, it is going to fall in the category of red wine because I'm recommending Chandon Blanc de Noir. A Blanc de Noir is a sparkling that's made from the red grapes. It's made from Pinot Meunier. It's made from Pinot Noir. So there, it is red. So this blend, can balance out whether you're doing the ham, whether you're doing the lamb, whether you're doing the beef. This is something that will carry through perfectly. I know some people do a lot of ceviche. I know some people do fish. This wine works. It's got great dark cherry flavors. It's got currant flavors. It's got strawberry. And it has this creamy finish on the end. And it's definitely worth investing in. I know I always advocate rosés and I advocate just plain sparkling. I believe this is the first Blanc de Noir I've ever recommended on the show, and it's definitely worth finding. Once again, California wine, you can find it for under $20 at your local Mega Mart. Usually you can find it in the cold box, too. And when I say cold box, you can find it chilled and ready to go for those of you who might kind of be like me and forget to pick up a bottle of wine on the way out to have someone else cook. So those are your two wine recommendations as we head into the Easter meal. And, of course, like I mentioned, when you think about Easter, you have to think about the important thing. And, Kent, we all know what the important thing is, right?
What is the important thing?
The chocolate bunnies.
Oh, yes, the important thing.
Yes, the chocolate bunnies. And both of our wines do go very, very well with that. But if you want a perfect dynamic experience, grab your bunny, bite its head off, and pour yourself a glass of Chandon Blanc de Noir. You cannot ask for a better Easter treat.
Dark chocolate or regular chocolate?
Doesn't matter. Hey, just bite the kid's head, grab the Chandon, and you are good to go. All right. Well, we've got a great show ahead of us, and we're going to have to take a small break right here. But when we return, we will have Bob Bertel, the winemaker from Chateau St. Michel, joining us and giving us his insights on Washington State and, of course, Riesling.
Check out WineCrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
I have a structured settlement and needed my money. Waiting over time to receive payments wasn't working, so I contacted CBC Settlement Funding. They helped me turn my structured settlement into immediate cash. If you're receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount immediately, you need to call now. I purchased a local bakery with my lump sum, a goal I thought I would never reach. Now I make my own dough. I always wanted to operate my own business, and thanks to CBC Settlement Funding, we are open for business. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities are designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years.
If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding for fast cash today. 800-203-3517. 800-203-3517. 800-203-3517.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Well, as promised, we are going to hip-hop our little way up to Washington State. I know we don't cover the state as much as we probably should, but ultimately, we've got one of the best guests to educate us on the great state of Washington State right now, and that's Bob Bertow. He is a winemaker and director of winemaking for Chateau St. Michel Estates. Bob, welcome to The Crush.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. It is a delight to have you on the show. I had told our listeners earlier that I had the pleasure of spending some time with you a couple of weeks ago, and I just knew your energy would be just what we needed to celebrate the Easter show.
Well, that sounds perfect. We've got lots of wines that go with any kind of Easter fare you have, and love to share some of them from Washington State with you.
Absolutely. My white wine of the week was Eroica.
Oh, thank you. Well, that wine goes with almost anything, and certainly a nice afternoon brunch it goes perfect with as well.
No, it is, to me, it is the perfect Easter wine. I mean, besides obviously a little bit of bubbles, Eroica, it's going to go well with the ham. It's going to pair well with just about anything. Well, of course, except for eggs. But then again, nothing works there at all.
I have to work on that one.
I know. Yeah. Hey, that is your new focus,
my
Bob.
My new focus, deviled eggs, wine pairing. Okay.
Exactly. I'm giving you a quest. You need one. You don't have anything else going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tell our listeners. Obviously, everybody can walk in their local Mega Mart and they see the Chateau St. Michel Columbia Valley series. You can find it in pretty much anywhere that sells wine. But tell our listeners about all the other great things that you do.
Well, certainly the Columbia Valley tier is what you see mostly, but we actually have quite a few different tiers from our vineyards here in Washington State. We have a series of wines called the Indian Wells tier, actually, that are from a very warm region of Washington called the Waluke Slope and tend to be a little bit softer and jammier, and the reds tend to be really kind of on the boysenberry jam side. And then we have a couple of very unique sites, some what we would call terroir sites, single vineyards, from Coal Creek and Canoe Ridge Estate, also by Chateau St. Michel, and those highlight very specific places in Washington State. So we kind of have a nice tier system, a little bit of quality and value at every single spot.
Well, question for you. This is a question I never got to ask you dead on. Where does the name Indian Wells comes from?
It's actually the name. I know so anybody that has California connections knows that it's a place out in the desert.
Exactly.
Palm Springs, right. But there's actually a vineyard named Indian Wells, up on the Waluke Slope. So it's a single vineyard site, and all the grapes from around that area we call our Indian Wells tier. So it's a name taken from a vineyard up in the warmer sites of Washington State.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, of course, we have the great wines of Chateau St. Michel, but also, y'all are just, it seems, the impervious people as far as anything y'all do. No one can throw critique at. Everyone loves what you do to the point where you've got other winemakers from around the world knocking down your doors, don't you?
That's correct. And especially with our Riesling, which we held the flag very, very high, as we are one of the largest Riesling producers in the world now. And they actually come to our doorstep. We host what's called the Riesling Rendezvous, which we're having here in June, where we have about 48 winemakers from 20 different countries descend upon Washington State. And we have a kind of a three-day, basically, Riesling fest, and talk about our favorite varieties and from all different parts of the world. It's amazing how different the Rieslings can show from around the world.
Well, of course, we've touched on Eroica, but of course, even your baseline Columbia Valley Riesling tends to get great points, doesn't it?
It does, actually. When we poured our Columbia Valley tier Riesling to the group 2 years ago, and it found out, and everybody found out the case size and the price, there was this amazing kind of rumbled hush around the room. And I had a comment from one of the winemakers from Germany and said, you know what, if this is America's entry into Riesling, he said, we're all in really good shape. And that really made me feel good.
That should. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, your company is the only American wine company that's allowed to produce wine on German soil, correct?
Well, we do. We import a German wine called St. M.
Okay.
Okay, and we don't actually grow any grapes that we put in a St. Michel bottle there. But Ernst Lohsen, who is our partner for the Eroica wine, he actually makes a German wine that we market and sell here in the U.S. It's called St. M. So maybe that's what you were mentioning.
That is. Of course, I'm a big fan of St. M. Well, a question for you. I know that we love talking about Rieslings. It's something I have seen really rebounding in the last 5 years. There's a groundswell movement definitely for the wine. Is it because we have gotten so much better at making Riesling, or people have finally rediscovered what a great grape it is?
Well, Riesling has kind of gotten through a little tumultuous roller coaster over the years. Back in the 70s, German Rieslings were actually really popular in the U.S., and then they kind of went through a down phase into the 80s and early 90s. I kind of call the Liebfrahmilch phase, where everyone kind of lumped Riesling in with just really sweet, simple wine. And just in the last 10 years, and I would say that it will take some credit with that, with the Eroica style of Riesling, that people have seen this renaissance of Riesling can be made crisp and fresh and not too sweet, but very, very balanced. And also, the shift in cuisine. You know, a lot of our new restaurants going in are more Asian fusion, Thai spice, that kind of a fresh Pacific Rim style. And people are getting away from the more traditional meat and potato kind of meals. And with that shift in cuisine, Riesling goes along with that shift beautifully because it's so versatile with that style of food. So I think that's a couple reasons. And a whole new generation now. Actually, we have these millennials that are now in their early to mid-20s that didn't know about the Liebfrahmilch phase, and they just know they love Riesling just in the last few years. And so we have a whole new audience. As a matter of fact, our fastest-growing demographics are these millennials ages 21 to 28 years old.
I always wondered what that qualification was. But no,
you've got to be over 21 to at least drink the wine. So.
Well, I wondered where the millennial fit in. But, you know, it is really interesting to look at. I mean, this is not our father's blue nun. And I think that's exactly what you're getting at, is our generation, you know, we grew up seeing Lancers on the table, blue nun on the table, and those cute little straw baskets. And once we decided to branch out on our own, of course, we couldn't drink what our parents drank.
Exactly. And so, I think honestly, people are seeing quality more at a younger age, because my feeling is that, say, our parents were drinking Matus and Lancers, but the younger generation, some of their parents are actually now all the way up to KJ or something that actually was a little bit more reasonable quality. And I think that they're seeing for the first time a second generation of people that saw good wine as they were growing up.
I think so. And I'm also seeing, you know, God forbid, we know that America's wine business and most of the big wineries, wholesalers, restaurants, they were built on the dollar from white Zin. But white Zin has kind of hit a stagnation point. I think people are still looking for something. You know, you can't jump straight into a Sauvignon Blanc. If you've never drunk wine before and you pick up a glass of big old New Zealand or Santa Barbara Sauvignon Blanc, you're never going to pick up something else again. I think Riesling is that good bridge gap. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree. We've definitely seen some movement from white Zin. White Zin is very level, if not declining at this point. And we have talked to customers, and they are transitioning to something that is a little bit more what we consider, you know, varietal, noble white variety, which is Riesling, and can be made in a vast array of styles, which is really the key to it. And it's also going to be confusing, though, because some of the consumers don't know if they're getting a wine that's really dry or on the sweet side. So we're trying to help you out, actually, with our 09 vintages for our Columbia Valley, our Dry Riesling, and our Harvest Select Riesling. We're giving a little sugar scale on the back for you. So to be able to see where on the dry to sweet continuum these wines are lying. And so it'll help the consumer a little bit when they go to the shelf and not exactly sure what style that they're getting.
That is brilliant. It's one of the questions we often get through email and phone calls around here. Okay, Laura, you said look for the tall, skinny bottles, but how do I know which one are going to be sweet and which are going to be dry? Only one of them says dry on it. I wish every producer in the country would go after and do something like what you're doing, because it will alleviate a lot of the guesswork. I know friends in the wine business, they've gone to local mega mart grocery stores that have over 50,000 SKUs, and they've walked in and they want to try something different. So they grab a bottle of Riesling and they get it back to the house, and it's either so sweet you want to pour it over ice cream, or it's so dry that it's not going to go with dessert. So it's always interesting to find that balance. I'm glad you're doing something about it.
Yes, we are. And obviously with the amount we're making, we're trying to find all the different audiences. So we can find one for your palate and your food, I guarantee you.
Well, my producer's probably going to shoot me because I know we don't have as enough time to get into this question as I want to. But something for all of the true wine court dorks and geeks out there. Every time we study or every time we read something, we hear that Washington State has done amazing vintages. Every vintage they've had in the last 10 years, you know, they've gotten great points. It's been perfect. They say, though, that that's not typical of Washington State, that y'all have to have some kind of drought or some kind of wet season coming up. Do you buy into the people that are saying the weather patterns are the sole reason y'all are doing well?
Well, the thing about Washington State is because a lot of people, maybe to destroy a stereotype, is that most people think about rain and raininess in Seattle when they think about Washington. But our grapes are actually grown on the east side of the Cascades, totally away from the west side in Seattle, and it's actually more of a high desert. We only get about 6 to 8 inches of rain out there on the east side. So our vintages, most vintages around the world, the quality is determined by the timing of the rain. You talk about Burgundy and even Oregon and even sometimes California, like last year, they had a huge rainstorm right in the middle of harvest. Normally, that's not our issue because we don't get a lot of rain. So our quality is a little more consistent, and our vintages, I say, are not good or bad. I say they have personality. And the personality of a vintage is more determined by the timing of the heat spells and the cool-down periods, not the rain. And obviously it makes a difference, but it's not as dramatic as if you get a huge rainstorm on October 10th in the middle of harvest.
So kind of like people. People personalities can be dictated by the fact of how they take stress and how they take heat and how they handle it. Same thing for your vintages?
Yeah, that's exactly, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
All right.
And that's the personality, yeah. Like last year, we had a very hot summer, but then we cooled down to October very quickly. And so the Cabernet got a really nice kind of hang time without any sugar accumulation after that cool down. So you get that nice tannin ripening period, and the 09 vintage is just really good. I'm tasting those in the barrel today, actually.
Well, I am jealous. Well, listen, Bob, we've got about 20 seconds left. Quick question for you. One wine that all of our listeners have not had from Chateau St. Michel, what they need to go get today, which would it be?
I would say go try my Indian Wells tier Cabernet Sauvignon. Chateau St. Michel, Indian Wells Cabernet Sauvignon. It's the best Cabernet under $20 I think you're going to find. I'd love for you to try it.
All right. Well, Bob, I appreciate you being part of the Crush today. I've always enjoyed speaking with you. I had a lot of ball when you were in town. And, of course, having you on the show to educate our listeners about Washington State is truly a feather in my cap, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Anybody out to Seattle, we're only 20 minutes from downtown. We'd love to see you at the Chateau.
All right, and you can find the link on our website after this show. Well, Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to have to take a small break here on The Crush, but when we return, remember the show, after all, is all about you. So we'll have your calls and your emails when we return.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And Kent, are you making a commentary about working on our show?
It's a small editorial comment, yes.
Of course.
Only voice I have.
Getting even for the bonnet. I see how that is.
That's right.
Well, we're having fun today on The Crush, and of course, we're talking about Easter. But it's no fun unless we have commentary for you. So we ask you, give us a call. You can call us at 877-4-CRUSH-1 and drop a call on the wine line. Or you can email us directly at Laura Lawson at winecrush.com, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. And of course, any of these wonderful, wonderful venues will get you to us so we can answer your questions and make you feel truly part of the crush. Because after all, we are all about you. And right now I have 2 emails that came off the crush. One is from Susan, and Susan is writing us from Chicago. And Susan writes, I am doing an adult Easter egg hunt and serving brunch afterwards. What is it about Easter and brunch? Any recommendations for wine party favors, and what should I serve? All right. Well, the wine party recommendations, I'll give you credit. That at least gives us something to go off of. Now, all of us have done Easter egg hunts in our lifetime, and it's always fun and it's always entertaining, but we might as well make it worthwhile. So the fact you're going to do wine-oriented gifts, I think, is brilliant. Now, I know this sounds really, really stupid, but Susan, I would tell you to get wine tools. And when I say get wine tools, I mean something very, very specific. Over the past 3 weeks, I've been doing a lot of socializing both at my house and at other people's houses. And some of us are true wine aficionados. We have all the tools, all the gadgets, everything. But ultimately, all we want is something called a waiter's tool. And you can bring a rabbit out, you can have a counter mount, something. Any kind of wine tool you have is nothing compared to this waiter's tool. A waiter's tool is about 6 inches long, and it is levered action. And what I mean is when you actually put the worm into the cork and then put the lever so you can lever the cork out, it's a 2-stepper, meaning it has a little extra leverage and it bends. And of course, you have a Teflon worm, the thing that goes actually into the cork. These are the best wine tools on the market. They fit in back pockets. They fit in purses. They fit in cars. For the record, they will take them from you at airports. I don't really know what they think you're going to do with that. I guess they think I'm going to grab my wine tool, I'm going to put the worm, and I'm going to go after somebody.
Right. Do not send them to school with your children either. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, probably not. But, you know, it always fascinates me. I can get by with, like, little knives and little clippers and stuff that's in my manicure kit that I really could probably do some damage on it. But I promise you, and hear me, friends who know me, if I was going to be able to actually accost somebody with this wine tool, I would have done it a long time ago. Anyway, point being, that would definitely be the number one gift I would give for my Easter egg hunt. Something else I have noticed, of course, we talk about glass charms, the little charms that go on the bottom of glasses. I am fighting a little bit of a cold right now because I didn't use a glass charm the last party I had. And of course, this time of year, there's all kind of fun little colds going around. So if you have a little piece of cheese or a little sand dollar, whatever it is that makes your glass yours and special, it helps. It will keep people's little germy hands off your glass and not have you pass on these colds. The third thing I would recommend for party favors, I know this sounds silly, they're called drop stops, and I'd love to be the person who invented these things. Visualize in your head, it is a circle. It is probably 3 inches in diameter. It is made of something along the lines of Mylar, you know, the silver Mylar balloons. And what you do is you take this little circle, you wrap it up like you were going to wrap it around a pita or a little wrap, and you stick it in the neck of the bottle. Now, for those of you who pour a lot of wine, or for those of you who will go around a table, or in case you're in my house and it's kind of cramped quarters and you have to reach over people to pour wine at dinner, this thing is amazing. Not only do you not drip wine on your tablecloth, you don't drip wine on your guests, you don't drip wine on your pants, you don't drip wine on your skirt. They're called drop stops. They're one of the coolest things I've ever seen. $1.99, $2.99, and you can make a lot of people happy. For those of you who are getting married, actually, I want to get off on this because I didn't know there was a company that made these. You can actually have these drop stops personalized. Kent and Laura wedding 1960, however you want to put it. But they're great little keepsakes for people to take away with them. So there's my little aside on that. All right, Susan, I've avoided the question as long as possible. But yes, what can you actually serve wine-wise for brunch? Bloody Marys? Mimosas? All joking around, you don't talk about what you're serving. But I'm going to say this for the second time. There is no wine that pairs with eggs. You can read all the blogs you want. You can talk to all the master sommeliers, anything. They'll tell you that different sauces matter, that whatever you're putting in the omelets matter, that you pair it with. Nope, nada, nothing. So if you're going to do a brunch and you want to serve wine, once again, think ham. Think great little sandwiches. Think shrimp. Think even sausage casseroles. Tell you what, the joy of the pig. Definitely go after the notorious P.I.G. Cote Roti, Syrah, something like that is ideal. But if you're going to sit down and you're going to do quiches and you're going to do little canapes and you're going to do individual bite-sized egg wraps, or if you're going to do egg McMuffins, stick to Bloody Marys. Seriously, please do us all a favor. Universally, though, I'll go back to my wine of the week recommendation. Chandon Blanc de Noir will pair with anything, once again, that didn't come from the chicken, and you will enjoy the meal all the way around. And listen, for those of you who are actually going to do the champagne thing, I do have a really cute idea. Now, I'm not entirely sure what a peep is. I don't know how they make them. I don't know what composes them. I assume they're sugar, but I also know they'll keep. They're kind of like cockroaches. Even after we go through the whole nuclear holocaust, I know peeps will still be around. But one of the cutest things I have ever seen is someone got a whole bunch of peeps, and they swear to me they were a year old. They were from Easter before. And they went through and they took the peeps and they cut the bottom of the peep, kind of like you'd cut for a place card holder. And they took the little peep and they put it on the rim of a champagne glass. Now, when I first saw it, I really thought it was a party decoration. I didn't think it was that entertaining. But ultimately, we have learned that champagne is one of the few things that will not dissolve peeps. For some reason, the peep stayed intact, wouldn't get hurt, sugar didn't get in my champagne, so life was good. So for those of you who are doing an Easter brunch and are looking for a cute centerpiece or a cute place to add to it, definitely put the peep on the glass. It makes you feel festive. All right, I have another email. This is from Karen, and Karen writes us from Wichita. Karen says, is it okay to bring wine as a gift on Easter Sunday? Well, yes, of course it's okay to bring wine, but you have to bring peeps. And once again, you have to call ahead to make sure. Why? Number three, wine and eggs do not go well together. If they're serving eggs, bring vodka. You'll be fine. So, hope that answers your question. All right, we have one more quick email because I really do like the looks of this. I have no idea who this came from, but it reads, I am looking to have a more authentic wine for Easter. Are there any good wines available in the States from Israel? Really great question. I will say this. I assume when you say authentic, you're talking about the whole region of Israel, Galilee, and that area as far as tying into the whole Christian motif of Easter. In saying that, Israel grows pretty much the same varietals you find around the world, Chardonnay, Shiraz, Sauvignon Blanc. But if you're going to look for something along those lines, look for wines from Galilee. If you're going to make it authentic, get it from Galilee. There are two great wineries coming out of there. One is Golan Heights. The other is Carmel Vineyards, and you can find both of them in the States. Other than that, it gets kind of testy trying to find some of the Israel wines. All right. Once again, these were your calls and emails, and we encourage you, please do reach out to us. info@winecrush.com. We got to take a small break right now, but when we return, we will have the wonderful man behind Crew V telling us how to find everything correctly at once.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is the Wine Crush.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Mozartosties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Wine Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson. Well, of course, we're talking a little bit about Easter today, but everyone always asks me, what do I want for Easter besides the chocolate bunnies I can bite the ears off of? It would have to be what this next guest has created. Now, you all know my background. I spend a lot of time in the wine world, and I do a lot of wine research. And invariably, I know where to look for wines. Y'all may type into Google, I know the 1,000 sites I can go to get the true information, and half the time it's wrong. Well, the gentleman who has come up with Kruvy.com, Mr. Evan Cover, is joining us today to tell us about this dynamic new website he has created. Evan, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it today.
Oh, I'm delighted you're on the show, because what you're doing is something that all of us just want to bow down and say thank you for.
Very good. We like to hear those type of words, so thank you.
So, Evan, for our listeners, will you give them the consolidated idea of what's behind your website?
So we have two things, actually. One is for Kruvy.com. Kruvy.com is a company that actually monitors social media conversations across the web for conversations. And we've all developed a centralized database for wineries to basically put in all their content and profile information about not only their product, but about their actual winery and locations. And we post that out to all the technology companies that want to access it for free, both sides, free for the wineries that came in, free for the technology companies to access.
It is just brilliant, because I have to ask you how y'all came up with this idea, but coming from my point of view, anytime I've had to look something up, it is always, I know my hair is going to get a little bit grayer by the time I have to sort through everything looking for the specific statistic I couldn't remember. And 9 out of 10 times I was right, but I always do try and verify. Yes, listeners, I do try and give you accurate information, but to be able to find it in one place and not search indefinitely is lovely. Evan, how did you come up with this idea? What is behind the motivation on this?
Well, there are two aspects. We understand that there is a lot of issues and challenges with the wineries and producers having control of their message and their online identity, and that's just a product of the environment that we're in with the social media and a lot of user-generated information that's out there, not to mention a lot of retail outlets trying to just pull information from individual sites and, you know, making their own interpretations on it. That's one aspect. So we saw that there was a lot of issues and challenges. So we wanted to attack that and do the heavy lifting for everybody and just kind of make it and normalize in a centralized place for everybody to access information, you know, and have it controlled at the producer level.
Oh, give us an idea for our listeners. Say our listeners needed to look up Mount Veeder Chardonnay. How do you make their life easier?
So from a listener standpoint, we just launched our directory.kruvy.com. And that gives them the opportunity to go ahead and search out any information that a winery has put inside of our system. And it'll do everything from mapping and locations to tasting rooms, hours, you know, the products that they produce and the varietals, the SKUs that they have inside of their system that they put inside there as well, images, anything about the winery, tasting notes, things of that nature. And that really helps them kind of see what's going on in terms of their product that they're producing, as much as, you know, where the winery is and things of that nature.
But it's great because you can, I won't say guarantee, we never use the word guarantee, but you can pretty much assure our customers that when they go to your website, they know that the information they're pulling off is going to be factual. It's not going to be someone's opinion about how Mount Veeder Chardonnay tastes. It's not going to be, oh, well, don't go there, here, go here, or giving it roundabout maps. If they go to you, they know that they are getting stuff directly from the winery and from nowhere else, correct?
That is correct, because it is directly from the producer themselves, and they're inputting the information. Therefore, they're controlling that message that they want your consumers and or their consumers as well as your listeners to have out there. So it's and that's like just one area. So the next step is the consumers will also see the same information on their favorite mobile application, Helovino. You know, they'll consume our data inside of their platform. So if they look at Mount Veeder, it's going to come out correctly on their iPhone app with the same information that they would see on the directory page.
Makes sense. Now, is this just for wineries? Could people type the Wine Crush in to Kruvy and find out what we are about a radio show?
So in terms of the social conversations that are going on and the monitoring aspect, it's really related to anything having to do with wine. And, you know, we built up a taxonomy and have the complete understanding about the wine industry itself. Obviously always learning more, but we aggregate all the conversations so you can see what's going on for Wine Crush, but it's not necessarily, you know, in terms of own it and your wine your way. That is more the centralized database for wine profile information.
That that makes sense. Now, I've got to ask, did all this start because you're just a great wine drinker, you love wine, and you're an enthusiast, or you just tried to find something and got mad about it?
Well, you know, it's a combination of everything. So on as our social monitoring services go, we wanted to do a better job of matching against all the products and the varietals and the information out there of the wine industry. So we had to, you know, put this information inside of our system and our smart algorithms and all that kind of good stuff. But on the same note, you know, we're also, we try to buy purchase wine online, and we don't necessarily see the same information, and it frustrates us, and we're also in the industry, so we hear all the pain stakes that everyone's going through. So it's just kind of a collaboration of everything.
Well, it does make...
At the end of the day, you know, it's going to be for consumers like me as much as your listeners, as well as, you know, making the life of the winery and the people that are managing that content. It's going to make it a lot easier for them, too. So, you know, it's a really good win-win situation for everybody.
Well, for all of our listeners, the website links will be on the Wine Crush, so you can find that, so you can go check these out. And, Evan, I know that you're kind of in your infancy with this. We'd love to have you back in about a year and hear about the wineries participating and how things are going and see what you have learned at that point.
That sounds great. I'd be happy to be a part of that.
All right. Well, Evan, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today, and I promise you I am very anxiously looking forward to watching your website and to see things right for a change on the web.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a small break here on the Crush, but when we return, we're going to wrap this great show up, talk a little bit about Easter and what is up ahead for you and the Crush.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
I have a structured settlement and needed my money. Waiting over time to receive payments wasn't working, so I contacted CBC Settlement Funding. They helped me turn my structured settlement into immediate cash. If you're receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount immediately, you need to call now. I purchased a local bakery with my lump sum, a goal I thought I would never reach. Now I make my own dough. I always wanted to operate my own business, and thanks to CBC Settlement Funding, we are open for business. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities are designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years.
If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding for fast cash today. 800-203-3517. 800-203-3517. 3517. 800-203-3517.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-yah time!
You get excitement in your bones and everything you do's a game.
You're listening to The Wine Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson. I want to give a special thanks to our guest today. We have had Bob Bertel, the winemaker from St. Michelle, talking to us about Washington State and his great Rieslings. And we've had Evan Cover, the CEO of Crew V, who will probably change the way at least the next generation invests and looks into wine. At least we know the information they'll get will be correct. Well, as we've been sitting here on air, I've gotten a lot of people sticking their head in the studio and saying, well, what about lamb? What about ham? You were talking about Easter. I know you're saying, once again, for the fifth time, no wine goes with eggs. And yes, in light of that, we do have to take consideration of the foods around Easter. But if your family is anything like mine, the Easter traditions have been in place, oh, I don't know, for the last 80 years. Things have not changed. So in doing so, for some of our younger listeners, it's really hard to be impactful on that tradition. You cannot make your own mark. Or if you're an in-law coming into your outlaws and you want to do something to say, hey, I want to make this special, I want to be part of it, here is a great opportunity. Go ahead, find that one bottle of wine. Whether it's a Roika Riesling, whether it's a Cote Roti, whether it is Domaine Chandon Blanc de Noir, whatever it is, find a bottle and stick with it. And let that be your contribution to every year's Easter dinner, lunch, tradition, brunch, whatever it is. It's one of those things, just like Grandma Sadie is always known for her congealed salad, you can always be known to be the one who brought the Roika Riesling. You can be the person that grandmother counts on who's always going to bring something sweet. But do yourself a favor if you're going into a traditional situation. Ask about the menu ahead of time, but seriously, spend some time and invest in it. That way, you can be as part of the tradition as the other family members have been, and it also gives you something to pass on to your children. Because ultimately, as much great things that we all get out of traditions, every generation has to change them, has to update them a little bit. And I think by adding a bottle of wine, whether it's Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Passover, Hanukkah, or Martin Luther King Day, it is something that everyone can get into and everyone can respect. But remember, once you pick it, don't change it. Make it your statement. Well, as always, we have fun here on The Crush, and we want to remind you that please do reach out to us. You can get us at info@winecrush.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Wine Crush Radio. We've got great discussions, great posts, and of course, all of our web links you can find at winecrush.com. Well, it's time for me to say adieu, but as always, here at The Crush, we have to remind you of the great things of 1, sip socially. 2, drink what you like, not what you're told. 3, drink responsibly, of course, but I've got to add a 4 once again, eggs and wine, don't mix. As always, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth, and I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.